Welcome back, stoners. Welcome to Stoner Talk. I am your host, B.C. All right. And today, stoners, we're going to have a conversation about health care. Oh, wow. Now, I've always said this, stoners, ever since I was a young stoner, ever since I was a young kid, I've always thought, hey, why do we pay for health care? I'm just saying, stoners. Oh, yeah, the blunt's already lit. Platinum Kush. No, wait, no, I'm lying. Hold on. I don't want to lie. Blue cheese, nigga. Okay, stoners. I've always wondered that, you know, because as human beings, when we see somebody that's hurt, if we have the financial or just the capabilities whatsoever to help that person to stop their pain, our natural instinct is to help. Unless you're like some type of psychopath or something, you know. But America, and not just America, a lot of places, but America has the most expensive healthcare in the world, Craig. Where some places that are way less richer than us have free healthcare, i.e. our Canadian brothers. Shout out to all my Canadian stoners if you're listening. With the free healthcare. With your healthy asses. You know? I just think it's crazy. In London, they still have a house call doctor, stoners. I heard that they can actually call a doctor and he'll pull up in his little wee wee wee, look like a little cop car. You know what I'm saying? I think there's an actual, you know what I'm saying, homosexual guy on top of it going wee wee wee. I'm just playing. But honestly, stoners, you know, let's not get off topic here because this is serious. And I'm just joking, talking about homosexual friends. I'm just joking. You can't lie. That was fucking hilarious. Eddie Murphy. Anyways. But Chad Stoners, you know, some governments believe that their citizens are worth way more than a dollar bill. And I, too, believe that I would be, if I ran a country, stoner, there would be no such thing as at least no such thing as health care that you have to pay for. That'd be my number one priority, to make sure every one of my citizens are not only healthy, but are smart and trained to go when it's time to go. Their life will be comfortable. Their lives will be pampered. You know, because when it comes down to it, America is so divided by not only race, creed, but it's also divided by social status. Hell, it's also divided by healthcare. You know, some people go to the hospital if they cough too many times during the day. And there are some people who will break their arm and they'll literally let it sit for a couple of days before they say, fine, I say, you know what, let's just go. And on the way there, they're not hoping, you know, oh my God, I hope I get my arm back, da da da. They're trying to financially figure it out. So, okay, so how much you think it's going to cost? No, let's not call the ambulance because they actually charge you for the ride to the ambulance. So, no, we're going to ride our own car there. You know, it's our mortality rate. I think we're first or second. You know, America is supposed to be this great country, you know, da, 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 da. And maybe in some aspects it is, but when it comes to healthcare, how come in New Zealand, when a mother has a child, she not only gets paid leave no matter what the job she has, her husband gets 90 days of paid leave. Husband or boyfriend, the father of the child also gets 90 days paid leave to bond with his child. Stoners, the government pays him to go home and be with your child in New Zealand or Switzerland. It's either New Zealand or Switzerland. I don't really remember, but you know, I don't do no scripts. I don't have no papers here. I'm just speaking what I know, stoners. And what I know is healthcare should be free. If something's wrong with you and you are a citizen of this country, my duty is to protect you, right? Well, something's wrong. Let me protect you from this disease. I don't care if you have $1 million or $1. I have to protect my citizen. And that's just, I think, me personally, stoners, that's common sense. We're here to serve. We're here to protect. Protect your fellow man. Has anybody seen the movie John Q? That man, that was based on a true story, stoners. That man literally took on a whole hospital with an unloaded gun. But he had bullets just in case they had to get real. But an unloaded gun, and he threatened to kill everybody if they didn't take his heart. No, I lied to you. If they didn't change his son's heart, because his son's heart was too big. His son was only 9 years old. He hasn't even began to live yet. And he was on an operating table about to die. And they were literally going to let that boy die because his parents didn't have enough money to pay for it. Even though one of them doctors can pay for it and it'll be a drop in a bucket. Just one of them doctors. If they do a collection of them amongst them, it wouldn't even be a drop in the bucket. It'll be a spritz on top of the bucket. I get a little angry when I talk about this, stoner, because so much can be done. I mean, think about it. Think about how many people live in America that have a job, a vehicle, and a savings account with at least $100 in said savings account. Think about how many people that is. I didn't Google it. I don't know, but I'm guessing it's in the millions. Okay, stoners, the reason why I say that is, what if one person of all those people put up a dollar, and then all of those dollars will get accumulated, and then all of that money goes towards homelessness and poverty? If you're homeless, we're going to give you some money to get you somewhere and get you in a house, get you together. Might not be able to get all of y'all, but we're going to start. We're just going to recycle money. Like, nobody never thinks about how easy it is to solve easy problems. If you're hungry, feed the person. If he's homeless, house the person. If he's sick, heal the person. This is simple laws of life. And because of the rules of currency, we are losing God's law. God's law for man is to provide and protect. God's law for women, huh, is to nourish and create. How can we do either of our jobs if we don't have the financial backing to do said job? When the world was first created and we first hit there, there was no jobs, there was no currency, there was no borderlines, there was no governments. You get it how you live and you feed off the land. Everything we need is here. We just got spoiled. When man created fire, he got spoiled. Ooh, I wonder what else we can do. Let's create the wheel. Ooh, that's going to revolutionize everything. Let's keep moving. Hey, over there, they got the golden diamond. Let's go over there and get it. I don't care who's over there either. We're going to kill them. We're not going to try and just say, hey, can we borrow some of this? Or can we share our culture with y'all and we'll share your culture with us? And then we'll just leave. Nah, that's just crazy talk, right? Like, as I said, and as you hear me say it, stoners, you're thinking like, that's crazy talk. How is that crazy? It's normalized here. If you want to come to my house and you see something I like, you're not permitted to come in back in my house because you want it, conquer my home, and now it's yours. There are laws, there are rules. Those same laws and rules didn't apply to them, though. Healthcare should be free. Red Cross, Blue Shield, Rick. Oh my God. Healthcare should be free. If I don't care who you are on this planet, if you're dying with a bullet shot to your head, you're just riddled with bullets and you're slowly dying, and I pull up and I have the power to heal, and you looking at me, you only have 10 seconds. Please help me. I don't want it. Please help me. And I lean in and I say, give me $100. Y'all will look at me like you heartless nobody. But when a crying mother and a very sick daughter was dying right in front of their eyes and they ask for help, the very first thing a doctor asks is, well, do you have insurance? But we look at them as gods. Stoners, we got life and bullshit fucked up. Y'all really need to know that. We got life and bullshit. Not just life, but we got life and bullshit fucked up. Huh? And I'm about to light my other one. Because I feel like America is soft. You know? We can do so much better than what we're doing. And it's so simple. I don't want to hear, well, we got to think about this. No, we don't have to think about anything. This mother is starving on the corner. You have the capabilities to stop it. But before you do, you need some type of, your palms need to be greased. I just think, that's why I don't put no value in money. Because money don't value us. I put my value and trust in things that value and trust me. Healthcare should be free. And I don't just mean some healthcare. I mean all this, the doctors make the most money. I'm sorry. But, and don't get me wrong. And yeah, everybody's thinking like, well, what about the doctors, you know? Those schools cost a lot of money. I'm gonna say this briefly because I am now working on a podcast for the institutions of school, and we're really gonna have a conversation about that, stoners. But for now, let's just say I agree with Bernie. If you are gonna have a school to teach me something that I definitely need and that will help me through my young adult and old adult life and is essential to me, don't make me pay for that. I need it. I think America are a bunch of hostage holders, and if you pay the ransom, we'll treat you right. What you think, stoners? I think I just hit it spot on, because let me tell you why I feel that way, stoners. If you have money, you have access to almost everything, depending on how much money you have. Your skin color will become as light as much green as you have. In other words, the more green you have, the lighter your skin becomes to some people. This is not a race car podcast. I'm just saying the facts. Okay. Magic Johnson had AIDS. Well, no, I lied. He had HIV, the disease that gives you full-blown AIDS. He was supposed to die. But because of money and access to certain things that certain people don't have, he if he has it, he went dormant because he's a healthy-looking man. Dig that? Healthcare should be free, stoners. Not only Magic Johnson should have the right to fight HIV and win, you know. Stoners, if you believe that a dying person should pay to live, then you also believe that it's okay to just kill people. You can't say you don't believe in death. You don't believe in murderers, because for the right reason, you would kill also. If this person does not have the social status or the money or whatever the agenda is to be in your presence, you wouldn't mind killing them. And I'm trying to think, that's kind of harsh, because you don't, because morals and values are not something very easily obtained because of the way society is, stoners. To be a good person is very hard to do. I put it to you like this. Back in the day, remember being a nerd and getting good grades, stoners? Was like, we laughed. Look at you, always raising your hand. You want to sit in the front of the class and learn. Check him out. Check him out. You trying to puss at, you know what I'm saying? We laughed and made fun of and poked at the guy that was actually sitting there trying to learn what the teacher was trying to decimate to the class. And now it has become that the nerd is who you want to be. So now they try to clash, put the cool guy with the nerd, and they trying to make a Stefan or Cal, if you will. You know what I'm saying, stoners? That's the swag today. The Stefan or Cal, you know? The smart fly nigga. You dig what I'm trying to tell you, stoners? The dynamic of life has changed, and it took so long to do it. You know, in other words, what I'm saying is give it some time and a lot of things have changed. But the one thing that will never change is this currency mess, man. It just baffles me. Stoners, it baffles my mind that you can literally tell me it's okay to kill someone if they don't have the proper financial backing to pay for said operation or said medicine. I mean, that's what you're telling me. You can't tell me that's not what you're telling me, because that's what you're telling me. If you believe that doctors need to be paid before they do anything. Let me give you an example of a country, London. They pay their doctors a substantial amount of money. Mm-hmm. Tax-free of their citizens. What? London pays their doctors a substantial amount of money, almost rivals the money they make, you know, they make here. But the cost of living is way lower in London than here. So if a doctor makes $500,000 or $600,000 a year, he can afford a house that's maybe $20 to $30 million over here. Over there, he lives in a $1 million apartment where one whole floor is his. Government paid, tax exempt. What that means is the citizens are not paying for that. The government is, because their job is to work for the people, to keep the people alive. That's why they still have house calls in London. That's why you can still call a doctor at your and come to your house if you can't get to the hospital quick enough. But here, it's totally different. And I wonder why. I mean, people from London live to be 70 and 80 years old. That's their mortality age. Ours is 60 to 65. I just think, stoners, that we need to really stand up and do something about this one. At least this one. Black and white. And every other color of America. You know what I'm saying? Like, we should really do something about this. Because as a people, as Americans, we should not have to pay to live. We pay enough. That's all I'm saying, stoners. We pay enough, man. I don't want to have to pay extra just to live, you know, without coughing my lungs up. All right? Without seeing a casket. The price of living in America is very high, and we pay it proudly. Don't give me no extra fine print. Please follow me on all my social medias. Mr. Super Duper BC. Please follow me on YouTube, where I do, not daily, I don't know, I drop a video every now and again. It's also called Stoner Talk. My last one was about the school shootings. Okay, and who's to blame? All of you, take care of yourself. Treat yourself. Don't cheat yourself. You know? Just remember that old song. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, things are get brighter. Yeah, stoners unite.